Hello, Elle here from truthpassionjoy.com with today's Impassionati. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day so far. Today's Impassionati is about the power of asking and also the power of surprises and things working out differently to how you expect them to be. There's always lots of backstory for stuff. I've just had lots of instances this week where things have happened where I've kind of, me and also friends and people I care about have expressed needs and wants and desires and help us kind of, I say, miraculously transpire. None of it's miracles because it's other people acting kindly for other people. I do believe in that some of these things have been kind of like God-given nudges and stuff, but there's been things happening that have made other people smile and people have put themselves out there. They've been brave. They've expressed a need or a want or a desire. And then through a series of God incidences, as I call them, these things have happened and come to fruition. And sometimes in ways that are different to what we expected, and sometimes in ways that are better, different and better to what we expected. And so I just wanted to encourage you today to be brave about asking for help when you need help, and to be brave about putting yourself out there, and to be brave about actually sharing what's important to you. Because yes, it's scary, and yes, it can be really daunting, and it's risky. Let's be honest, I'm not going to make any bones about it. It's risky to put yourself out there, and it's risky to be honest about stuff. But when you put yourself out there and you put yourself in that position where people know what you need help with or they know what your desires are, it just seems to somehow, by magic sometimes, it seems to kind of all work together and brilliant stuff happens. So that was it really. I couldn't not do this Impassionati today. It's a very short one. I mean, we're always under 5 minutes anyway, but it's a super short one today because it's a very simple one. I just want to encourage you to ask. Be brave and ask. And also as well, as a side note, when you put yourself out there, don't make it be about you. Because we had a conversation over on the Customer Love tweet chat, I think it was on Sunday, about how when you ask for help, and if people say no, it can be really hard to hear. I don't like hearing no, only because that means it's a closing off of a door. But it's also an opportunity as well. And if you make that yes or that no not being about you as a person, if you make that yes or your no being about the thing you're asking for, then it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt you mentally, it doesn't wound you. It's just, right, okay, that way is not going to work, let's find another way. So as much as it is scary, and as much as you do need bravery to do it, I do believe that if you can ask from a place where you make it not about you, but about what you're asking for, it's much easier to ask, and it's also easier for the person to say yes or no to. And that's important as well. So ask. And that's it, really. In the meantime, smile. Here's to a fabulous day. And come and tell me, I'd love to hear about instances of where you've asked and where wonderful stuff happened. I always say this every day, come and talk to me. But today is really important. I'd like to hear about your asking and hear about wonderful examples of when you were brave. Because it'll empower other people and inspire other people. So truthpassionjoy.com is the blog, or truthpassionjoy on Twitter and Facebook. Like I say, have a fab day and I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.